Spirit Husband. Written by Wayne O'Connor. Read by Wayne O'Connor. Chapter 5. Happy Anniversary, Baby. About 3 weeks later, Jesus appeared again to Willow. He sang,
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Willow said awkwardly, Oh, hi, Jesus. I thought you might show up today. Which Jesus are you again? Jesus smiled and replied, I am Jesus the Christ, Son of the Most High God, and I was born of a virgin named Mary through the power of my Father and the Holy Spirit. Willow nodded slowly. She opened and closed her mouth a few times. Willow had many questions, all shouting in her head and demanding to be asked first. Finally, Willow decided that it would be best just to say nothing at all. I think it is important, thought Willow, whether or not he is the real Jesus or the fake Jesus, find out just what's on his mind. Real Jesus continued and asked, Do you know what day it is today, Willow, my beloved? Willow frowned, looked away briefly, forced a smile, and then answered, It's our anniversary. Several years ago today, Jesus, I asked you to forgive me for my sins and promised that I would enter into a betrothal with you as a member of the Bride of Christ and make you Lord of my life. Jesus replied, Yes, Willow, that is correct. He then asked, How are things going? Willow stammered, What do you mean, Jesus? Do you mean, how am I feeling? Or are you asking how the program is going as far as honoring you as Lord and husband and learning the proper way to walk with you? Jesus answered, Both. Well, Jesus, I am very happy with the way you have been answering my prayers, making me feel loved and valuable, and providing for me. If you really are my Lord and husband, you should be doing that anyway, but I am very grateful. So, Willow, what you are saying is that you really appreciate my blessings and provisions for you. Willow smiled warmly. Yes, Jesus, I really like that part of our relationship. I enjoy the way you minister so well to my need for provision and security. Jesus replied, I do feel your appreciation, Willow. I do not doubt that you love me. I do have concerns about the level and maturity of that love. Willow raised her hands, and as they began to shake, she exclaimed nervously, Don't ruin our time together! Everything has been going so good! You know how I feel about that relationship stuff. I put a dollar in the offering plate every Sunday that I go. I sing praise songs and listen to the sermon, and I have even been working on saying that I love you. Well, maybe I only said it once, but I was sincere. But when you asked me to put my arms around you and hold you for 30 minutes, that's just asking way too much. Way, way too much. You know I don't like to be touched like that, and I don't want to be lectured about my attitudes or my idols. I love you, Jesus, but not that much. And if I am supposed to be married to you, why are you now saying that I can't be celibate and I must marry? Strike that! That I am married to Wesley! And you or Wesley never even asked me. This is ridiculous. Yes, I love you, Jesus, but not that much. Jesus sighed. You are right, Willow. I know that you love me, but not that much. That is a very accurate statement. Occasionally, I feel like you love me a little, but not very often. I have noticed that when you pray for one of your wants or needs, that you may promise to honor me as Lord or treat me with affection, but that doesn't seem to last very long. I hear you when you promise to visit me and then pretend that you forgot or find an excuse not to follow through on your promise. Last week you said you wanted to do your nails, empty the cat litter, and clean the grout squares in the shower. So, you are right, Willow. Even though I love you, and I see you as very special, I really don't feel loved in return myself. I feel appreciated. I feel like a good benefactor. I feel tolerated. I feel like most of the time you prefer to avoid me. I don't feel honored. I don't feel as if you treat me as I deserve for being your lord. I have forgiven you and made you my bride, but your affection for me is extremely limited. You call me lord, but what I hear you say daily is, "Lord, I said no!" While you call me lord with your lips, you deny it in your behavior and constantly push me away and say, "Don't touch me." And then you smile and congratulate yourself on what a fine and obedient Christian girl you are when you are not. Most of the time, you are more concerned about saving face, Willow, than showing me your devotion or honoring me as Lord. I love you, Willow, but I really don't feel loved in return. In all honesty, most of the time, Willow, I feel defrauded. Talking about being defrauded, how is that new husband, Wesley, doing, Willow? And by the way, I want you to hold Wesley for about 30 minutes whenever you see him, not me. Lord, I said no! I like Wesley. I like him a lot. But he is not my husband. I do send him little pictures on Facebook, but if he gets too lovey-dovey or asks to go out with me, mostly I ignore him. I like him. But the faster he learns that I will never marry him or help him in this mysterious ministry you have for us, the better. Unless, of course, Lord, you rescind your requirement that we be married to work that ministry. If you did that, Jesus, I'd love to do ministry with Wesley. I thought you'd say that, Willow. I have been as kind and gentle and as understanding as possible with you, Willow. But the time is coming when your independence and refusal to honor our relationship will result in you walking out of my protection and provision. My love for you won't end, or my desire to bless you either, but a barrier will arise. I don't want it there, but if you allow it to separate us, that is what will happen. I have given you free will and a choice. A dark time is coming, and if you continue to walk with me as you have been walking, you will walk out of my protection and provision, and the devils will be eager to exploit your vulnerability. Jesus, tears rolling down his cheeks, disappeared. Willow cried as well, but after a few moments, she patted herself on the hand and said in her little girl's voice, "Chin up, Willow. Jesus loves you, honey. Everything will be fine." Sniffle. "Jesus must protect you and provide for you." Sniffle, sniffle. "Yes, Willow, honey, Jesus has a duty to you. Don't be afraid." Sniffle, sniffle. "Everything will be just fine."